Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I had a great visit with our new friend, Laura Stack. She is the productivity pro. She's the author of a number of books, including her new one, Doing the Right Things Right, How the Effective Executive Spends Time. Laura, thanks again for being here. I like that you put executive on your cover.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I've been preaching now for a long time and on my show is trying to help small business owners understand that they have a role. One of the roles in their business is for the chief executive
mm-hmm.
officer.
That's right.
And that there's the roles are there, the jobs are there to be done, and they're the ones who are supposed to do it. And if they don't do it, no one will do it. The jobs will go undone, and the business will suffer. So I like the fact that you're talking about executives when we talk about being productive, because one of the biggest impediments I see for small businesses being productive is that the owner doesn't think of themselves as the CEO. What do you think?
I completely agree. In fact, I talk about in the book how an executive has three different roles, what I call the three T's, the three T leadership model. You have the strategic thinking part, right? That's the first piece.
Mm-hmm.
You have the teamwork piece, that's the second team, and then you have your tactical work, that's the third tactical. And what I find, Jim, and I'm sure you do too, is that people spend far too much time waiting around in all the tactical parts of their work, right? And the day-to-day operational type
yep.
responsibilities.
The things that look more like management.
Right. You know, and Drucker always said that management is about doing things right, and leadership is doing the right things, and that
mm-hmm.
we don't spend far enough time in the strategy piece. We
Thank
don't
you.
Spend
Thank you for
time.
Using that word. Thank you for using that word too, because see, this is one of my irritating things in my writing and in the programming that I do. We spend a good bit of time on strategy, but so many of the editors of publications and websites, they think that all small business owners need to know about is six ways to do this and nine ways to do that. They think they don't need to know anything about strategy, but the truth is they do, just like you just said.
Well, and strategy, I think, evolves much more quickly now than it used to. I mean, execs need to be poised to grab every market opportunity as it comes, so sometimes strategy is evolving by the month. But we don't take enough time out of our day to actually give any focus on strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6 months down the road, you wonder why some of your competitors are kind of nibbling on the edge of your business a little bit. You know, so it's not going
right.
to just materialize. You actually have to take time out of the day to think strategically. You've
well,
got to take time.
And there was a time, Laura, back before you were born, I remember these days, there was a time when you could manage change because things weren't changing that fast. Today, you can't manage it. If you just manage change, you're going to get run over. You have to lead change.
You have to actually cause change.
That's a good – I like that too.
You're yeah, exactly no,
right.
you've got to be the one that's out there showing the team and saying, here's our mission. Here's how we're going to get there. Follow me. Let's go. And if you don't know what direction you're supposed to be going in,
mm-hmm.
then what do you wonder why you have these stragglers behind you? Unsure what they're supposed to do. And, of course, then they're not spending their time productively toward growing your business. So you've got to be that executive. And it doesn't matter what level you are, even if you're not the business owner,
mm-hmm.
So to speak, you're working in there. You know, if you have to make decisions that impact the bottom line of your business, you are an executive. I don't
mm-hmm.
care if you're a frontline supervisor or a middle manager or whatever your role is, if you're providing direction that's impacting the results of your company, you are an executive,
mm-hmm.
and you have to think like one.
Well said. Well said. What are some other things that you think that small business CEOs need to do to be more productive?
Well, you know, one of the things that in talking with a lot of my colleagues in my field is that they just get distracted all day by personal business. It's so tempting as a business owner, because no one is telling us what to do,
mm-hmm.
to waste time doing personal types of things. I mean, we're addicted to social media, to Facebook.
Do you think, here's a question for you. Do you think that the social media distractions, and I'm talking about the social media junk distractions, do you think that that's become epidemic in the workplace?
Well,
today?
The problem is that people have become slaves to the social media. It's a lack of self-discipline is what it really is. It's the inability to not respond every time your phone tells you you have a tweet. It's not going over and checking Facebook.
I don't do any of that.
Well, see, then you have a lot more time to provide
value. I am not. See, it's a personal point of pride for me. I do not. I refuse to be a slave to social media. I use it. We use it effectively, but I am not a slave to it.
Well, and the challenge is that you really do need a social media strategy as a small business.
Right.
And so people
But it
don't
needs
know
to serve you,
the
not the other way around, right?
Right, because you get on to do something legitimately mm-hmm. business-related, mm-hmm. and then, click, what's this? And all of a sudden, you know, it's been
shiny
a half
object,
hour.
Shiny
yeah.
object. Hey, Laura, I need your websites again, please, quickly.
You can get me at theproductivitypro.com, or for the Fellows Shredder I recommended earlier, the Automac 200Z, you can go to fellows.com or staples.com,
all
where
right.
it's on sale this week.
Thank you, Laura Stack. Come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.